This is our Airbnb Update, episode 118, for Friday, September 21st, 2007, the Gower Archive. Hello, everybody. I am here right now. We are attempting to do this little show called RSBNB Update. Brad is here with me at 12:08 a.m. on Saturday.
Attempting is the right word.
Yes, because explain why we didn't do it on Friday.
Because of various contributing factors, which led to me not really being bothered on Friday, and I was available today, so all's well that ends well.
And you didn't want to go without food.
Yes.
I would have went without food to do the show.
No, you wouldn't have.
Yes,
you just wanted me to.
I would.
Go with it.
I would have.
Go with that food, Brad. Go with that food. Go with that food.
I would have went without food.
Do it, Brad. Do it. Go with that food.
You know, I don't take.
You'd starve me.
I don't take a lunch to school.
You buy one when you're there?
No.
Do you have extra lunch when you come home?
No.
Do you eat the crayons in the classroom?
There are no freaking crayons. Why would there be crayons?
I don't know. It's the first thing that came into my head.
Do you play with crayons in your college classrooms and whatnot?
Yes, that's exactly what we do. I'm taking A-leveling in crayons. It's fun. You should try it.
Okay. Well, I guess we should kind of try and carry on here, but it's just so tempting to veer off topic, especially after such a long, hard week, don't you say?
I wouldn't use the word long, hard
week. Oh, I didn't give you the link to the week, apparently. W-I-I-K.
Oh, for God's sake, it's a typo, Shane. Give me the damn wiki link.
And you know the password. Actually, it's lowercase.
It's not.
There's
I show you.
Well, some of you guys might know we're doing the RSBNB events this weekend, and I wanted a screen recorder. But anyways, this is part of something else, but it's a good Mac screen recorder called I Show You. You can read more about that
which
on the blog at shane.rsbnb.com.
Shane.rsbnb.com. Oh, there we go. I think that's got to win the award for earliest blog plug before we even talked about anything.
Okay, well, let's get going on RuneScape updates. The ZMI altar. Did you go visit this place?
No, I did not.
I was going to, but I kind of ran out of time. But
oh, sure you did, Shane. Keep
seriously.
Your uses coming.
Oh, yes, definitely. But it's really, really simple. It's in this new cave that is south of West Ardy, which is in the province of Kandaren, I think, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or is that Malishko? Province of Malishko.
I wouldn't have known even if I had still been playing RuneScape, Shane.
Okay. So anyway, it's called the Orania Altar. Is that how you'd say that? O-U-R-A-N-I-A? Orania?
Yes, Orania.
Okay. Basically, what this is, it's a random rune altar, which will make a huge selection of runes, pretty much any type. So, let's say you have a higher the level, the more good runes you'll get. So, for instance, let's just take some examples from Southrend. On one trip, he got 5 law, 5 natures, 8 astral, 3 deaths, and the rest were air, water, and fire, and all the other low ones. And I think he has a rune crafting level of about 65 or something, so it's quite clear that he gets the most runes for the levels that are below. He gets like the about 5 runes of the levels that are below him. So what's your rune crafting, Mr. Woodward?
61, I think.
Okay. So you'd probably get a good selection. You'd get probably around the same amount, like 5 or so of natures and law runes. So anyways, that's that. In order to get to this place, you have to go down a little dungeon, which has some Zamorak creatures in it, which we have yet to see before. But anyways, there's a bank also in the dungeon, and you must pay 20 of any type of rune. So it's a good use for those body runes that you've been accumulating since you were a noob, if you know what I mean.
Which have no use.
Because, yeah, body runes are practically useless. So, about time. There's a short path and a long path. The long path goes through some lava, and you go through a wall crack. But the short path is obviously, of course, more dangerous with Zamorak crafters, cave lizards, Zamorak mage, Zamorak rangers, and Zamorak warriors. So, basically, it's very Zamorak-like in nature, you know? You know what I mean? You know how Zamorak is.
Very dark and
mystical,
demonic.
Red. There you go. There we go. We're thinking on the same lines here. Anyways, the short path is actually not too bad. I was consulting with our various experts around here, Mike, Southrend, you. Mike says that he had Dragonhide and his lightweight gear on and hardly got hurt. If you want the ultimate lightness, wear nothing and use your magic prayer. So I don't know why you go running through a cave wearing nothing, but I think you'd still want to wear something just to protect yourself from the breeze, right?
But with a one-click telly in case anything goes wrong.
Exactly. Speaking of teleports, there's actually a teleport to this new rune altar, right outside the dungeon, which is houses the altar. It is, with no surprise, called the Orianya. I'm already screwing that up. Orianya teleport, which requires a level 71 magic, 2 astral runes, 1 law rune, and 6 earth runes. I don't know. And you have to talk to Baba Yaga in order to unlock it. You know what Baba means?
No, I do not know.
Baba is grandma in Ukrainian.
Oh, because there was the TV, the kids' TV show with the elephant called Baba.
Baba, B-A-B-A, not Barbar, Babar.
Oh, you knew about Baba as well.
Yeah, it used to be an elephant thing, hey?
Yeah, I remember watching that.
So do they broadcast those kids' shows over there with the American voices, or do they put English voices in to make you guys feel it more at home?
I can't remember.
Okay.
I think it was, I can't remember having American voices, though. So.
Okay.
We talk about kids' shows more.
Yeah,
and more.
What kids' show did we talk about last week?
Thomas the Tank
Engine. Oh, right.
No, choo, that could have been the week before.
Yeah, it was the week Mike and Dan were on. But anyways, you get roughly 17 to 18 XP per rune essence, and once again from our Southrend. And double XP per rune. So basically this is double the XP that you get per rune. And I think it's about 17k or something an hour, I think. Something along the lines of that. Which is a good about 8k more per hour than the Abyss using nature runes or death runes. So definitely worth checking out if you can create the astral runes that you'll need to teleport there, and you're in for a little bit of a short walk. So I think I might be using this in the future. What about you?
Yeah, it does sound like a very good rune crafting update, because rune crafting has been quite a while without an update now, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. And it's incredibly hard to train, seeing as you can only get like 10k XP per hour with the Abyss, and there's a risk of getting killed, and it just gets all messy, and not mess something mess that you want to deal with. Anyways, that's that. Oh yeah, we've already talked about the runes, but let's move on to the bug bag. The bug bag, once again, about 4 bugs that made the headlines this week. Players entering Tazar City will no longer receive minor injuries when holding Karamja Rum. What do you make of that?
That's just an oddity. I'm not sure why you would have received damage before if you were holding Karamja Rum while going into the Tazar City, but I suppose it's good they fixed it.
Yeah, it is illegal in other parts of the world, you know.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
A little illegality never hurt anybody.
That's right.
Unless it's murder. That does hurt people.
It's illegal to murder people?
Of course it's illegal to murder people.
You sure?
Oh, no. Oh, just Think about that. Murder is perfectly legal.
There's a drink on Star Trek called Romulan Ale, which is illegal.
But that doesn't really kill people, or does it?
No. It's what the Romulans
God,
like to drink.
Oh God, you Star Trek. And I reciprocated. I feel so dirty. Don't laugh like that. It sounds completely wrong.
That's how you laugh.
I don't laugh like that.
You were laughing like that on TeamSpeak last week.
No, I wasn't.
Yes, you were. Anyway,
Shut up.
It is now possible to set up deadfall traps. It is now not possible to set up deadfall traps if a player doesn't have the required level. Previously, a player could set up the deadfall trap without the required levels, but were unable to bait it to attract kebits. Yeah, that is kind of a little strange that they managed to fix this a good, 10 months or 11 months after Hunter came out, because as I recall, Hunter came out in, November, so yeah, 10 months. Took them a long time to fix it.
Morons.
No, it's just probably wasn't one of the high priority things, you know what I mean? There's stuff that we deal with that isn't high priority.
Forum reports.
No, those are high priority. We just don't.
Whinging. Whinging's not high priority.
What the hell is whinging?
When people whine, you know.
Oh, whinging. Oh, you should have said whining. Okay.
Whinging is better.
Anyways, they fixed several NPC chat heads that weren't working properly. These NPCs should now appear a bit more social and lively when you're chatting to them. NPC chat heads. I guess that's the little picture in the bottom of the bottom third of the screen, eh?
Yes.
That talks to you. But I wonder what NPCs those were. What do you think?
I don't know.
Maybe.
I guess it would. Perhaps it was all of them.
I don't think so. I've talked to NPCs most recently, and they didn't appear to have any problems unless it was a problem.
How did they feel about the bug fix? Did they feel it was necessary?
Maybe they had problems in their head, and they needed some help from a psychologist.
A lot of people have problems in the head, Shane.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely. Luckily, I'm not a psychologist, so I don't have to deal with it. Anyway. Oh, no, I'm not. I'm perfectly fine.
Yeah, okay, they all say that.
I am. Okay, players can no longer resume where they left off in the Night Waves event after the King's Ransom quest. If a player had teleported away partway through a fight, the player would then come back and continue the challenge instead of restarting this fun event. You know, that is a good point, because I had to teleport away when I was doing it, and I managed to continue from where I left off, so I guess I'm glad I kind of exploited that before it was patched, you know? That's the event that you used to get chivalry and piety, those two prayers.
Yes.
Oh, well, that just makes it harder for peers to do it, even if they did one of the 7k defense XP. Because they could get killed more easily, because these things attack pretty high, you know what I mean? Yes, so. Anyways, that's a good update.
I'm trying to sound interested, but I'm not really.
No, are you interested in anything?
Not really, no.
Are there any real-life things that interest you?
Yes.
Like?
No.
No? Oh.
Yes. No.
I don't know what that means.
No.
Is it... Are we playing 20 questions? Or are we not allowed to talk about it here?
What?
Are we not allowed... So we're not allowed...
And since when did this turn into Brad update?
I don't know. How has your week been?
How's my beat ween?
No, you're weak.
It has been fine.
What'd you have for lunch today?
I had... Oh, you're going to love this, Shane. I had a late breakfast because I didn't have to leave. Because I had to leave early, but then I got to come home because I only had one class. I had black pudding.
For lunch?
And bacon.
You're going to die one day.
We're all going to die one day, Shane.
Some sooner than others. Paul, what would you do, number four? Sorry for the... It's just so hard to keep a straight train of thought on a Friday, you know what I mean? That's part of the reason I wanted to do it yesterday. Because I know I just can't keep a train of thought. But anyways, what would you do? A new update to your favorite skill has just been released. In this update, there are two new ways of raising this skill. One is highly efficient, raising your stats at a quick rate. The other is slow and has a large variety of rewards that go with it and is enjoyable. Which are you more likely to play? 51% say the slow but enjoyable way.
Oh, yeah, right. Everybody goes for the
slow. I am 100% for efficiency. I will train the skill in the most efficient way possible.
That is what I would go for.
Exactly. And 2% say they would not play this update.
Morons.
So are they like the ones who have retired?
No, they're fence-sitters.
Yeah,
they don't
right.
want to make a decision.
I fence-sit sometimes on political issues that are... Oh, here we go again. But anyways, yeah. This isn't political update or Brad update or Shane update, so let's move on. Read the second question.
Liberalism. Liberalism? I can't even say it.
Oh, yeah.
Liberalism is a mental disorder. That is all I have to say.
As you can see more on saidbybrad.com, and read question two for me. Or do you not have it up?
The poll? Okay, yeah. Question two. You go to a fortune teller who informs you that in a year's time, you will, through your own hard work, oh yeah, that's going to happen, become the richest and... Hang on a minute. Never mind. Become the most richest and the richest and most powerful person in the world. She congratulates you and then reveals the magic box. She says that if she opens it, you will skip forward to that time, but you will miss the year leading up to it. What do you do? Hang on a minute. This is a sucker's choice. Because she's saying you can either work really hard and get lots of rewards and money, or you can just get the money. What sort of moron would want to work to get it? Oh, and don't give me any self-righteous crap about character building in the show comments. Any realistic person would not want to work hard for something. They just want to have
would
it.
Would you?
I would honestly take it straight away, and I don't think that's really... I just think it's realistic. It's what most people do.
Yeah, exactly. And that's how the world works. Because, well, maybe not on RuneScape, but that's how the world works. People just want... They take what they... really, really want, but they sometimes take more than what they want, you know?
No, but I just think this is a case of principle. I mean, you wouldn't just say, oh, you know, I won't take the money, I'll work really hard and earn it. Everybody would skip forward.
I know. That is the problem, is that people are not willing to work to better themselves. See, that's why the Star Trek Utopia could never happen, because the whole point behind it is that... Are you okay?
You're frothing at the mouth because you're talking about
stuff. You're clipping the audio. Anyways, as I was saying, it's...
Shut, no,
it's just not...
No, no.
It wouldn't work because everybody there just works to better themselves, but here, people take what they want without caring for others, so it wouldn't work. But maybe RuneScape is a utopia because 73% say to leave the box closed because they want to experience the year leading up to it.
Shane, what you said just made no sense at all.
I'm just saying that utopia wouldn't work because people take too much and they don't work to better themselves. Like, they don't see...
This is almost as confusing as the more things change, the more...
That is so true.
No, it's not. It's crazy.
Yes. Okay. Anyway, 73% say that they'd want to leave it closed and experience the air. But I don't
yeah,
know.
White liars.
I know. I said no. I was honest in the 27%. Were you?
I didn't vote, but I would have voted no.
Exactly. You would have voted no to open the box, or you want to keep it closed?
I'd want to open the box.
Okay, there you go. See?
Why work hard for something when you can get it for free?
Exactly.
Makes no sense.
That's just like programming. Why reinvent the wheel when something's already coded for you?
Why waste resources and energy on something you can just have given to you straight away?
Oh, exactly. You're thinking like a Borg now. That's the whole purpose behind them. You know, I want to get this out within the next 4 hours, but it looks like I'm going to have some editing to do. But
just one bleep, that'll be fine. Let's move on.
But I don't know where it is. I have to go through the entire thing and find it and...
Get your notes and write down Brad's talk.
Okay, well, let's see. This is it during a poll.
28 minutes. Imagine that you are... Question three. Let's just get back with the show.
Sure.
Imagine you are fighting... Shut up. Imagine you're fighting a monster to gain Slayer experience. Instead, it drops some tanned snakeskin. Although you have no need for snakeskin, and have never made any snakeskin armor before, you have the crafting levels to do so. Do you pick it up and bank it for later, or leave it?
I said leave it.
I'd pick it up.
Why?
Because I'd sell it.
But they don't sell for much.
So? Still money.
Not that much, though. Like, I don't know. Like, if there's some... I don't get why people, like, constantly pick up things that aren't of use to them, you know? Like, here we go again with that efficiency and the training the skill thing, you know? You thought I was going to say something else.
Yeah, I did. I really did.
Yeah. But anyways, no. Like, I would just leave it because it's not worth my time and inventory space. I could get a half shield in that space or a dragon chain if
I'm
with the Dust Devils.
But you could sort of, you know, compensate and pick up the snake skin. And then if on the off chance a dragon chain or a half shield dropped, you could drop the snake skin again and pick up the half shield or chain. It's not like you'd say, oh no, my inventory is full, I can't pick up that dragon chain or shield.
Okay.
Or would you? Are you that stupid?
I wouldn't. I would just not pick it up and start. But okay. Final question. Which of these statements most applies to you?
You want to read it?
I will read it. I get there eventually, but there is no rush, and I like to experience things, if only to complete everything the content has to offer. I'm not sure what this is about. It seems like some of the question got chopped off. I think this was relating to a specific RuneScape update. So, I get there eventually, but there's no rush. I like to experience this thing, if only to complete everything that the content has to offer. 52%. I read everything I can about the update, so I know as much about it as possible. If it does not offer me a faster, more efficient way of raising my stats, give me cash, or giving me art items, then I will not bother with it. 37% said that. And that's the camp that I'm in. I don't know about you, but the last one is at 11% is when the new content goes out, I go in feet first and get there as soon as I can. I read nothing about that except possibly how dangerous it is so that I can be surprised. So which one of these do you fit in?
I'd say I was I get there eventually, but there is no rush. I mean, when RuneScape updates used to come out, and to a certain degree, no, not so much with WoW. But in RuneScape, when updates used to come out, I used to sort of... I wouldn't be, like, the first to check it out. I would, like, continue what I was doing and maybe go to it later.
Mm-hmm.
I would never, like, dive in feet first or research it.
Unless only time I'd go feet first is if it was a new skill and I was off during the summer. I'd stay up for, like, 96 hours and get number one.
No life.
Yes. But anyways, I just... That's like a number of the Varrock Achievement Diary, if you remember last week or the week before or whenever that was. Can you stop eating your microphone?
I'm not eating my microphone.
What's happening with it?
Mother. Just adjusting it. Let us continue.
Okay, that's good. For instance, in that Varrock Achievement Diary, like, I didn't do it because I don't smith in Varrock or smelt in Edgeville, so I have no purpose to those that Varrock armor, you know? And I am there. You're not going to get me in the cat training arena to get my cat a cat medal. No way. I had enough of my cat during that quest.
Is he a bit of a pussy?
It died and I got rid of it.
Oh, it died.
Yeah.
Shane kills cats.
No, I got a new one after Recipe for Disaster and everything, but then it was taking up bank space, so I shoot it away. What?
I said nothing.
Okay. You were kind of snickering, but okay. Would you get rid of your cat for bank space, or?
No, I would always keep my cat.
Okay. What about your bird?
No. I would keep the bird.
Okay.
He serenades me with his...
You mean his little whistles, hey?
No, he doesn't whistle, he makes angry noises.
Really? Is he in your room with you right now?
No, he's not. He's in a spare room.
I see, okay.
He's actually in. He's only in the spare room because it has the biggest window, so he can have a look out. Shut up.
Okay, and it can fly. Anyways, we got a new lore and history page about Silverlight, which is that oh so favored way of defeating a demon from the Demon Slayer quest. You guys can read that on your own time. But do you remember doing the Demon Slayer test?
Yes, a long time ago.
It was developed by Paul Gower and converted by Andrew Gower. I guess they have conversions on here now. Minimum requirements are able to defeat an apocalyptic demon. See, those were the days, you know? Those were the days when a quest didn't give level requirements. It just told you something what you had to do, you know?
That's a bit vague, though, isn't it?
I know, but
that apocalyptic demon, like level 20 or something.
Yeah, but it just makes it sound so much more... Oh,
yeah,
you
so
need
level
to be
100
able to...
goes in with his full dragon, like, I'm going to fight an apocalyptic demon.
Like, just
and
so you...
level 20.
Like, just so you don't need to worry about giving levels, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess so.
I just like that. Anyways, that gave 3 quest points. Like, I fail to remember when the last new quest that came out that gave 2 plus quest points was. Some give 2, most of them give 1, but I can't remember when the last one... Like, last standalone quest. Like, Recipe for Disaster, yeah. That gave 10, but that doesn't really count, you know?
Yeah.
What was that?
Me, sort of... I don't know. Let's continue.
Okay, on to the questions now. You can take the first one.
Can I Actually, safely...
Yes, take
it. Can I safely remove my old dial-up modem? It was fried by lightning from my computer. Will there be a point? Less CPU usage... Can I mount my DSL modem inside my computer, out of its case, safely? That's from Old McDaddy, and we'll get to the second
question
in a second.
The fan noise died down. What'd you do?
Just stopped. It does it. Just randomly stops.
Okay. So, you can remove the dial-up modem if you're not using it. Sure, why not just remove it? And only point will be that there's less what's the word I'm looking for? Stuff in your case. And it'll be easier for the air to flow around. But no, there won't be less CPU usage. But yeah, go ahead, remove it. It's not doing you any good now, so why not? And no, you can't mount a DSL modem inside of a computer if it's like in a plastic box. You know what I mean, right, Brad? Like cable modems and whatnot? You're on cable now?
I have a cable modem.
Yeah, you can't mount that in your computer. Because if you open that up, well, you'd probably somehow, like, fry a few circuits. But anyways.
What's an ICBM? I know what an ICBM is.
What is it?
Intel chip-based Mac.
Exactly. See, you're ahead of the game. Good job. Are you getting that Mac we talked about?
Hopefully sometime.
Well, that's good. It's always nice to be able to use your educational discount to get free stuff, eh?
Yes.
Well, not free, but a good discount.
Stuff.
Okay, and that was from Alt Mac Daddy UMD, which is not a WMD, which is an ICBM, but not an Intel chip-based Mac. With the RuneScape demographic getting seemingly younger every year, what do you think Jagex will add in the future to keep those 4-year-olds who can't read things like skill tutors, I mean, to help those 4-year-olds? What do you think they'll add?
A pacifier sucking skill.
I don't know. What else
or
is there?
Demi sucking skill
like,
to the English.
What else is there to add that could help?
Quests that. I don't know. I don't know, actually. That's a difficult question.
I know.
They seem to have toned it down to the level that is most possible.
Yeah, too bad. But, anyways, this wild card question now is for you.
Okay, it's for Brad. Do you like to eat bears or do they trigger bad memories whenever you see them? It's not bad memories for me. I thought it was bloody hilarious. Of course I eat bears. I wasn't the one who ate the bears. It was the fat kid.
I saw a bush today at school and it had berries on it and I thought of you.
Oh, that's sweet, Shane. No, they don't trigger bad memories. They trigger hilarious memories.
And that's from Total Plox. If I were to upgrade my... computer
you do it.
And install some other operating system, what would you suggest instead of Windows? What would you suggest?
Mac.
Well, you can install Mac OS on a standard computer, but it's not exactly 100% legal.
Linux.
Yes, Linux. Brad, I can show you how to install Mac OS if you want, but as long as there's no record of it.
Meepus.
No, that's Brad's favorite Linux distribution, isn't it?
Meepus.
It's pronounced Meppis.
It's
Meppis. No.
Did you know you can play World of Warcraft on Linux now?
Yes, I did. My favorite Linux is Ubuntu. If you want to go with a BSD, go with OpenBSD. If you want to go with, there's the BSDs and the Linuxes and there's a whole bunch.
But Linux, it takes a while to get used to Linux because you're so used to being able to just download programs and files and have them work on Windows. Yeah, it is a bit of it. Because I tried to partition, but it didn't work very well.
Oh, right.
So I
could run Linux like pretty easily, you know? I could run it.
I just couldn't. I tried to do it on a partition and it wouldn't work.
Yeah, partitions are always like the hardest part because one wrong move, like even not on your part, you can mess up your master boot record and that's sector zero and you need to wipe the entire drive and start from scratch. So, like the partition table. I meant the partition table, not the master boot record. But that gets messed up.
I'd like to try Mac OS or possibly Linux, but the thing is, World of Warcraft takes about an hour to reinstall. And on top of that, it probably takes another 6 or 7 hours to repatch.
What?
So, honestly, yeah. So I don't fancy doing that again.
Really? Well, Counter-Strike takes, 5 hours to download from the servers.
Crap.
Yeah.
You can't play Counter-Strike on Mac, can you?
Yes, I can.
Ooh.
VMware Fusion, which are Parallels, which lets you run Windows inside of the little sandbox. But really, when I tried Counter-Strike on Parallels not too long ago, or Crossover, it was either Crossover or Parallels, but the frameworks were pretty good. They were pretty good. They were like what you'd expect from a laptop graphics card. It was playable, you know? So why not just run it virtually on the Mac? That's why I say everybody should get a Mac unless they know what they're doing or they have some other compelling reason to go with Windows, you know?
I'm just going with Windows because I am used to it and I know it.
You should really learn Linux. Really helps to know Linux.
If I had a mule computer to mess about with, I probably would, but I don't.
Download VMware or Parallels. There you go.
But I'm afraid if I did Parallels again, I'd mess it up and lose it.
No. Parallels is just installed on your hard drive, like an application. It's an application that's a virtual computer.
So you open up Linux, then it, boom.
Yeah, Linux opens up in a window on your screen.
Oh.
Yeah, so that's the best way to play around with it. You can download these free, they're called, I forget what they're called, but they're from VMware. And they're pre-made Linux distributions. You could download a pre-made Ubuntu virtual image, download the VMware player, and within the time it takes for you to click on that file, you'd have Linux up and running.
Wow.
So virtualization is really the way to go. Okay, and that question took longer than expected, so I'm just going to move us on to the next part, next question, and not answer this last part because I want to try and keep the show under an hour or so. But anyways, that was from TJ Bartz. Next one.
We've already been recording for almost 3/4 of an hour, so keeping it under an hour is going to be impossible. Right. How do you think this weekend's level 99 parties on RuneScape will go? That's for Ryan. I have no idea how it's going to go.
You're coming, right?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah,
Sunday.
Yes, Sunday at 9 p.m. your time.
Okay, that's fine.
And
I have my grandmother's 70th birthday party tomorrow. Happy birthday, grandmother! If you're listening, which you probably aren't.
I'll ship you an MP3 that you can take and play for her.
What is it?
Of this.
Oh God!
What?
No.
Why?
I can't. It's a secret in my life that I do this. People can't know.
But your dad knows.
Yeah, well, my dad doesn't care.
And your girlfriend knows. She hasn't, like, torn you apart yet.
You say that, she hasn't torn you apart yet. Yeah, she knows. She doesn't really care. Well, no,
see?
She doesn't care.
See,
she
could even come on if she wanted, you know?
I doubt she... I told you, Shane, she's shy.
Okay.
And she's scared of you.
Oh, why?
I don't know. She just told me that she thinks you're scary.
Well, that's not the first time.
I said, he's not scary. He's like a little kitten. See, look, Shane, that's how you laugh. Okay, please, can we get on
okay,
this?
Okay, what mobile phone, cell phone do you have from Ryan? What do you have?
I have a Nokia.
What brand? What number?
I don't know. I think it's quite an old one. It's an X something or other.
Oh, I have a Nokia 6101.
Oh.
Which is like 2 years old, I think, but it still gets the job done. Are you getting two iPhones when they come out in November?
I'm getting one, and it's a present.
So you're not getting one?
I don't want one.
Oh, too bad. Anyways, that was from Ryan. What's your most memorable time in RuneScape?
Fishing? Fishing with friends, because that was what inspired me, or motivated me, not inspired me, to get a high-level fishing, was when all my friends and most of the people I knew in RuneScape had 68 fishing and were in the guild, and I didn't, so I just fished.
And you just continued, and you're only 3 million XP away from 99.
But I'm never going to get it.
Yeah, you will, one day.
Yeah.
Okay. My most memorable time would have to be... God. Doing all those hard quests like Monkey Madness, Desert Treasure, you know?
Desert Treasure with Pika.
Yeah. Monkey Madness was the only quest I died on. Yeah. Another memorable time was, this was before your time, so this is ancient, ancient. We used, every Sunday, we used to do moderator PKing trips, all of us. This was during the legacy days of Lance, Dan, Hello 5000, Derek. Who else was there back then?
Zach.
Yes, Zach. Meatwad 3 was his name on RuneScape, strangely. But yeah, those were like almost
Frozen.
Two. Yeah, Frozen. We did a bit with him, so I remember that. I kind of wish that those kind of things would happen nowadays, but hardly any of the moderating staff plays. So maybe one day you and me will go PKing, hey?
Yes, and I.
Yes.
Do you remember, thinking about memorable times in RuneScape, do you remember, I think it was only just after I got moderated, when we were in the Mage Guild basement?
Yes. Yes.
With that guy.
Yes.
Oh, that was classic.
Yes, what was that called? Do you remember?
What? I think he was a Mage Pure, actually. And we were training on the zombies,
and then
we pretended that you were muted.
Oh, and what were you training with?
I don't know, I was using Crumble Undead, I think. I think it was when you were going for 85.
Oh,
remember
yeah,
that?
That's right.
You don't remember it, do you?
Yes, yes, I do remember that. That's when I was close to 80. You can see a picture on the blog at shane.rsbnb.com. There's the picture. I checked. Well, it's his fault he got muted. Yeah, it is. He had an auto-talker. He got hacked. Hacker said some stuff, and he's permuted. So the hacker owned him. And then in the private message, you say he's kind of dumb to even consider all this. And you were level 86.
Wow. And I had the Fremenic helm on. The Farseer helm.
Wow, and what do you know? I got bad comments on there.
Who from?
Spam. It was before I got my, before I got a good spam filter going, but...
Askimet.
Yeah, Akamai. Akasmet.
We are going seriously off topic.
Anyways, yes, take a look at that picture. I'll be sure to put a link to that in the notes. Any other memorable moments?
Not really.
Okay.
What is the... Wildcard, what is the most pain you have... What is the most painful thing that's happened to you physically?
You first.
You can never remember things like this off the... probably when I took a bungee cord to the chin and it knocked out the two of my bottom teeth. I'm sure I've told this story before on the update.
What about the yew tree?
Now, that didn't hurt that much. Didn't hurt as much as that other thing.
Okay. All right, because they had to sew you up without freezing it. You said they had to sew you up without freezing it?
No. Yes, they sew up my chin without anesthetic, yes.
Ever that have that happen again?
No.
How old were you?
6 or 7.
Did you cry?
Of course I cried.
Okay.
How about you, then?
You know, I really don't remember. Bike accident, maybe?
Oh, yes, I said that before.
When I almost broke my ankle. Okay, that was from Steven. What the fuck? What is the best training outfit, and how about non-barrows and barrows and technique? What's your best training outfit?
Full Torag, whip, dragon square shield, dragon boots.
You know, I'd almost be tempted to say not the square and like a defender or something.
Amulet of Fury.
Yes, yes. My favorite training outfit, I'm just pulling it up on RuneWire here. Well, that's a good idea. Search on RuneWire. Someone remind me of that.
But search anyway, on RuneWire.
Yes, my favorite outfit is just recently a new combat outfit is the Nezhatnod helmet, Amulet of Fury, Fighter Torso, Whip, Rune Defender, Dragon Boots, Fire Cape, and Varrax Skirt.
Okay.
See?
Right, wild card. What classes are you guys taking at college? Are you first?
Well, I'm not going to say numbers because, well, that will have no meaning to anyone, you know? Basically, I'm taking a stats course, which is designed for computer programmers. I'm also taking Intermediate Calculus 1, Introductory Software Engineering, even though it's a third-year course, and Non-Procedural Programming Languages, with two languages called Lisp and Prolog.
Lisp.
Yes, Lisp. Oh, I'm also taking Astronomy. It's just so much fun, you know? Get to really see what it's all about, you know? And, you know?
Yeah.
Like science and whatnot.
Yes.
Like, the teacher's really focused on science, because, you know,
yes.
BC is before Christ, right?
Yes.
But she used BCE before Common Era. So, you know, like, that is a true sign of science, you know?
Did that make you smile?
Yes, very much so. Would it make you smile?
Yes, it made me smile just then.
Good.
I'll make this short and sweet. I'm taking English, Maths, Biology, and Law.
So you can be a lawyer?
No, not really. Just an interest subject.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. Anything else?
No.
Okay.
Do you know how to lure auteurs? I think RSPMB should have an auteur luring event. Dear Shane, do you know why, when I make videos on my computer, they end up as a .wswmm? Do you know how I can change it if possible? I would like it to be w.mv or w.avi on my main computer. It did not do this. I am using HyperCam 2 and registered. It's Order 24.
Okay.
Can't you lure auteurs by throwing them a gnome ball?
That used to work, but it doesn't really anymore.
Oh, well then, no, I don't know.
Yeah, best way is to just somehow... Autoers? No. But the best way to handle them... is like at the rune shop in Varrock is to attack a mugger and then run into the rune shop and then keep the mugger in the rune shop, close the door, and then he'll kill the autoers and you get free runes. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, so that's a nice little technique that our former bot expert UDS Cap mentioned to me. So, I don't know. I haven't been able to try it, but I'm pretty sure it works pretty good, you know?
Yep. Next part of the question. Well, do you know anything about it?
Yes, that MSWMM stands for Microsoft Windows Movie Maker. basically what that those files are is those are the files of your project on Windows Movie Maker.
Can you just export it from Windows Movie
Maker?
Yeah,
you need to export
it as .avi or
export it as a WMV. You know,
it should be an option.
What's one thing I don't like about Windows Movie Maker? The fact that they don't let you use your own custom codecs to, like, you should be able to use DivX or HexVid or H.264 if you have it, because nobody, like, Microsoft seriously needs to stop shoving stuff down our throats. Like, I just wish that would be possible. But yeah, just go file, export, and it'll export. See, even on the Mac iMovie, you have the option to pick your codec. God. Anyways, that was from Sorter24. Next one's for you, Brad.
Okay. Well, Brad, do you ever plan to tour America? If so, will you visit me? Well, as an official spokesperson for Brad, I can say that plans for a tour of America are not high on our priority list at the moment, but he is more than willing to meet any fans. Why, that sounds so pompous. Of course, I'd meet anybody who wanted to meet me.
As long as they come to you, right?
As long as they come to me, or if I'm in their area, by whatever chance.
Exactly.
Just don't be creepy, you know? Because, you know, that's not cool.
Anybody who's passing through Edmonton is more than welcome to arrange something with me. Or if I'm passing through somewhere...
Anyone who's in the general area of Gloucester is more than welcome to come and see Bradley.
Okay. Rules, if you decide to do that with me, is no cameras.
Oh, and if you're a girl... Oh, no, sorry, I have a girlfriend. It's so good she doesn't listen to this.
Oh, but little things have happened before, you know? You know what I mean?
What do you mean?
Remember in the car that you told me?
Oh, God. Oh, yes. I'm accidentally going to play the clip where I say that if you... something happened. That question was from RSC is bomb. I hope that means in the bad way, because if so, I agree with you.
Yes. Okay. RuneScape related. With the addition of a new altar, do you think Jagex will add in a real... blood or soul altar, will this just have to suffice? I'd have to say they're coming, because, you know...
I would think so, too.
It just wouldn't make sense to...
It fits into the Morning End questline, doesn't it?
Yes, yes, exactly. Because you remember at the end of that quest, the dwarf says, pretty pleased with a blood talisman on top?
Yeah.
My bet is that either the soul altar or the blood altar will be inside the Prifdina city.
Yes, I think that's pretty... common consensus.
But yeah, of course they'd add them, because there are these people who are going to want to trade with soul runes and make their own, so why not? Next one is also on the same from the same person. What common misconception do people have about you, or think they have? How about you start this?
There are so many with
like,
me.
Okay, like that you hate everything?
Yeah, people, the most common misconception about me is that I hate everything. I don't hate everything, I just hate most things.
Or everyone.
Hate everyone. I guess people think I'm funny, that's a misconception about me. I'm not funny, I'm
Yeah,
just...
you are.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
I'm just, what's the word? No, I'm not Shane. I'm not funny. I don't know, people just basically, the hate thing, I don't know why, but, well, no, I do know why, because I bitch about everything.
Said by Brad.com.
Oh, God's sake. Everybody just seems to think I hate everything, and I hate it, because it's not true. I love you all.
Yeah, that's the same for me. People think I hate them just because I don't add them onto MSN or RuneScape. Like, oh, no, I don't hate everyone. I just don't have, like, I wouldn't get anything done if I added everyone, you know? Like, we'd still be looking at RuneWire as if it was a static white page if I added everyone.
Yes.
And I would still have 85 farming if I had done that. Like, that's just why I don't add anyone. So, that's my reason. I don't hate you. It's just I just have other things and I need to focus on what I'm doing. But anyone's more than welcome to send me a PM on the forums with any issues, questions, or comments. Or just
yeah,
to say hi.
Add me on MSN.
You,
do
what?
Whatever you want. Just don't be obsessive. I have no problem with people adding me if they want to add me to speak to me.
Yeah, even if you want to talk to me, add Brad.
I'm just warning you, though. If you annoy me, I will block you.
Yes.
I don't mind people talking to me, but you've got to learn when to stop with me. That's the thing. Anyway, I love you all.
And thank that was from PFK99s. You know, every time I see him on MSN or on RuneScape, I think of the Star Trek clip.
What Star Trek clip? Well, no, don't tell us.
On Star Trek First Contact, there is this one part, and the first guy to be assimilated was named Paul.
Shane, no. Let's go. Right. Wild card. What would happen to you if your internet connection wouldn't work for a month, I guess? That question is from Yan. What would happen to you?
Well, two things would happen. I'd be spending a lot more time at the school working on things. Because right now I just do everything here and send it up remotely. And also, I wouldn't be here. So somebody like Mike or Warren or Creepy or the other Brad would be filling in. You could
filling
do Brad.
Where?
For me, on the show.
I am the only Brad on this update, and that is the way it shall stay.
You could do Brad and Brad with Chief Snake.
No.
No?
I do it with Mike, because we did it that one time.
It turned out pretty good.
Even though people didn't like it.
What? They didn't like it? I liked it.
Well, because that one guy was like, it's no good with it, Shane. Because he loves you.
Oh, boy. Thank you, Jan. Oh, shit, I keep cutting you off. I'm sorry.
What would happen? I would get a life. That's my only answer.
What? You'd get a life. Don't you have a life?
I'd probably go out and do more things.
Like what?
I don't know. I don't know.
Rock climbing?
I'd probably just sit around all day. I'd probably just sit at the computer screen praying the internet would work.
Would you go rock climbing or extreme bike riding or something?
No, I wouldn't do anything extreme. I'd just go outside, I guess.
Skydiving. That'd be fun. Skydiving. That'd be fun.
Right, we need to get these done because we're all... Right.
Don't worry, that's just how long we've been on Skype. We didn't start for some time after.
Right, okay, have any of you on the show this week earned a quest cape, Karamja gloves, and Varrock Armor 3, or completed all of the mini-games and or mini-quests? If so, which one applies to you? And that question is from Cooper. I can answer this question very simply, no, I haven't.
I've pretty much done all the mini-games and quests, but as I said before, I really don't see a reason right now for me to do the Varrock Achievement Diary, but yes, I do have Karamja gloves 3. It's just clap, clap, clap! To get to the gem mines. Thank you, Cooper. RS and Tech. You're hurting my ear.
Sorry.
Just like my computer games, RuneScape ever get old and the company in charge improving them will have to do something drastic to revive it or let it die and make something new. How long do you think RuneScape will take to enter such a decline, and what do you think JS will do about it?
5 years.
You give it 5 years?
Yes.
Okay.
Because all like
adjust your
until all the little 12-year-olds you play now grow up. How's that?
I can still hear it moving.
Is that better?
I don't know. But anyways,
let's just keep going.
I don't know. You give it 5 years, but. Realistically, the thing that happens is it just keeps going and going in a cycle called the software development cycle where they'll keep adding new things and whatnot until either the company decides to go bankrupt or MMO games go out of style. One of the two will happen first. I don't know which one. Probably the latter. No, I'm not going to play that.
Owns your ass. Right. I think if RuneScape did start to go downhill rapidly, I think Jagex would just rush out new skills and rush out major updates to try and pull people back.
You know what they do? They'd go back to their core thing to get the high levels back, to get what they really want if they stop getting new members.
No, I don't think they do that. I think they would just chuck out loads of crappy updates, like new crappy skills to try and entice
like what?
People to... I don't know, but something like...
Music?
I don't know, something crappy like that.
Anyways.
Wild card. Which is better, ninjas or pirates? Why?
What do you say?
I don't know, really. I don't really have an opinion.
Pirates. You see,
why is pirate better?
Because on Wednesday it was Talk Like a Pirate Day. Mike told us to pretend we were recording on Wednesday and he'd have a fan. We'd have a new fan.
New fan?
Yeah, him.
Oh, he was going to record on Wednesday.
No, he was going to listen to it if we talked like a pirate. I don't know, I'm thinking...
Arr.
Yeah, there we go.
Arr.
I'm just going to say we talked like a pirate so he'll listen to it.
Yeah, but wouldn't he like listen to the first 5 minutes then think, crap, they're not talking like a pirate, and then stop listening?
But we'll talk, like, you're talking like a pirate right now, eh?
Arr.
Yeah, sir, creep a pirate. Yeah.
You sounded like a Rastafarian.
A what?
Creepy pirate. A Rastafarian, a Jamaican.
Okay, that was from Anubis.
Tech news.
Microsoft ordered to hand over Windows secrets after losing appeal over record monopoly fine. Computer users were promised better and cheaper products yesterday after Microsoft lost a 3-year European legal battle. In a ruling described as a major victory by consumer groups, a Brussels court confirmed that the software giant must make it easier for rival systems to work with its Windows operating system. It means that Microsoft must disclose computer secrets, computer codes, enable rival companies' gadgets such as media players to work seamlessly with Windows personal computers when downloading songs and videos. Finally, in Europe, eh? Like, about time. I wonder when this is going to come to the U.S. and Canada. Because it just makes it be so much easier if Microsoft Windows was more open, you know?
Yes, it
like,
was.
For everything. Like, finally, I don't know, victory against Microsoft. This is probably before your time, but do you remember in the late 90s with the Microsoft antitrust suit that didn't get settled until early, like, 2003? Basically, the only thing that saved Microsoft as a company was Apple. Because without Apple, Microsoft would have had a monopoly, which isn't practically allowed, you know? So, in a way, Microsoft owes its existence nowadays to Apple. I don't know. It's finally good that something's happening like this. Have you ever seen a movie called Antitrust?
No, I haven't.
It was made in 2001 about this company who goes around murdering open source programmers and whatnot, but it basically shows the benefits of open source versus closed source. It's a good movie. I'd recommend you watch. It's called Antitrust. Basically, it's like a copy of Microsoft, and anybody who knows their things will see and realize what they're trying to get at in the movie, but I'd highly recommend it. You should go rent it. What do you think?
Possibly, I don't know. I'm not really a big movie person at home. I need to go to the cinema.
It's like a... It's got a bit of technical content, you know? Like, normal people might not like it, but it was one of the best movies I've seen in a long time. So, if you're interested in techie things, or even just slightly interested in this Microsoft antitrust thing, you should watch a movie called Antitrust. Not about Microsoft, but it has enough parallels to draw with Microsoft, so definitely worth a watch. The iPhone is coming to O2 in the UK on November 9th. So tell me something. What is O2? Is it good, bad, what?
Well, I have no personal opinion, but I'm currently on Vodafone, so...
On what?
Vodafone. It's another phone supplier here.
Okay.
I don't know. I wouldn't... So I'm not that intent on getting an iPhone, but I imagine it's a pretty big coup for O2 to get the iPhone.
Yeah, exclusiveness. So, I don't know. Like, I think it's a... I can't really comment on it because, you know... I have no idea what O2 is or how reliable or how expensive it is. But anyways, they say that the iPhone will go for £269 British pounds, including VAT. That's your little taxy thing there.
Value-added tax, 17.5%.
Yes. it'll come standard. There'll be three plans: 35 pounds, 45 pounds, and 55 pound voice plans, which include 200, 600, and 1200 minutes respectively, and 200 SMS for the cheapest, but 500 for the other two. Is that good, or what?
I don't really know, because I don't really have a phone. I think it's probably a little above average, but I can't be exactly sure.
And that's unlimited data, which is excellent, so I think that's pretty good. But anyways, moving on more iPhone news, it's been confirmed for T-Mobile on the same day in Germany. So I guess Mushroom Queen, if she wanted, could get an iPhone, but I think she's just going to go with a Touch, isn't she?
Oh, yes.
It'll be 399 euros there, including VAT and a two-year T-Mobile contract. And it'll be sold through telecom shops of Deutsche Telekom and the T-Mobile web shop. Is that how you say that? Deutsche?
Deutsch.
Deutsche Telekom. Did you ever have any good experiences with them when you were there?
Oh, no, we had trouble with the internet because of them, but it's all right. I can't remember.
Okay. Well, that's all I have for tech news this week. iPhone and the victory on the Microsoft front. So I like this week's tech news. I don't know about you guys, but I hope it didn't put anyone to sleep. I know Brad was fairly well awake through it.
I call the second rant, by the way. The first one is yours.
Okay. What's it about?
Bots.
Okay. Look, I understand the bots are destroying the game, and I agree with about 50 dozen exclamation points. But why come up with ways that hurt the decent playing customers? It doesn't make sense with more exclamation points. Putting enormous amounts of randoms in the game only frustrates regular players. Putting in randoms cause you to lose drops when it's playing extremely frustrating to us. Making the drop rate almost impossible to get a decent drop is making people quit RS. For example, I've been fighting Mithril Dragons for 3 consecutive weeks, 8 hours more a day. Playing time, I am level 124 with maxed out combat skills. I haven't even gotten one visage to my name, no helmet or anything. Best drop I've gotten from these dragons was Clue, Guthix's Dragonhide Legs, lol. Something needs to change if you want to keep your customers loyal to RS for real. Please sign your name in support. I'm not really complaining because I like RS, but something needs to be fixed right away. And yes, I do agree with this, don't you?
Yeah, I do agree that randoms obviously aren't stopping the bots.
Obviously.
It's just destroying the game for the players.
Exactly. So what is the options here?
I don't know really, but Jagex must have some sort of alternative idea. Or
like every place has like a mutually assured destruction plan, you know? Like, if plan A fails, if plan B fails, if plan C fails, if plan AN fails, like, all the way up to, like, infinity, you know? Like, there's got to be some way, some out, you know? Like, everybody should have contingency plans. I know I have contingency plans for everything. Do you?
Not really, but that's me.
I don't know. Like, what would they do? Like, what would you, in your opinion, be the most scorched earth policy that they could do?
I have no idea.
Maybe racial profiling people so that anyone that who logs in from a .cn isn't allowed. So mainly only allow IP addresses from the US, Canada, UK, Europe in a whole.
That would destroy the game for the people trying to play regularly
in those other countries, but you know how that works, right? You know how that works, right?
Jagex wouldn't do that because they'd
be losing. Do you remember in...
Members.
But...
They wouldn't do it. Even if they were just losing 100 or so members, they wouldn't do it.
Exactly. Like, this is the problem. They're too concerned about the freaking money involved, you know?
Yes.
Like, they're just... God. Money, money, money.
But I think they need money because Andrew Gower really needs plastic surgery.
Yeah, the unofficial Gower archive. Look at him.
I mean, seriously, it's...
Thursday, September 19th, 2002 at 6:02:54 p.m. Running on dual screens with looks to be Windows or something and like big CRTs on the JX cam.
Oh.
Why don't they keep this thing going?
And there's him with his RuneScape t-shirt.
What? There's a RuneScape t-shirt?
Andrew Gar has a RuneScape t-shirt on.
Oh, right. Well, yeah, that makes sense, you know? Because he is the creator. It looks like he's left-handed because he's wearing his watch on his right hand.
And he wears it like halfway up his arm.
Yeah, he must have a small arm then.
Must be a weakling.
Like you?
Shut up, I'm not a weakling. I could kick your ass.
Okay, moving on. Where his second rant is for you.
Okay. Hello, everyone. Hello. I don't post much on forums, but I decided to build another rant, and I hope it makes sense as I don't speak English at all. Well, that's quite an accomplishment. You managed to type that. If you would like me to correct some grammar mistake, please feel free to do so. I quit RuneScape a few weeks ago for several months, and I've been playing other MMORPGs, which I can't name. World of Warcraft, I bet. I discovered something that I would like to share with you all, and I expressed my opinion to Jagex, that when creating a new account, that RuneScape is far from becoming a proper MMORPG. I was playing a game where people would be given a set amount of stat points to customize their levels when creating a new account and leveling up. That sounds like Guild Wars, actually. Using this system, you could customize your character to your own system preferences, whether it be a tank, a pure, or an all-rounder. Three of the games I played use this system, and it is highly successful. That could also be talent points in World of Warcraft. Why can't Jagex implement something like this? We have pures, tanks, balanced players, skillers, but Jagex only supports balanced players. While specialized characters are left out in the cold and often shunned by others, the games I play are very popular.
There's a reason for that.
But it seems like Jagex has never played any MMORPG games, and so I have not made RuneScape. Has not made RuneScape as well as other games. These MMORPGs have a very lenient chat filter, absolutely no general rules, and a great community. Nobody takes advantage of the lenient filter. All I could see in the other games played were great communities with mature players. And yes, they swear, but not in an abusive way, and nobody complains about it. After playing other games and returning to RuneScape, the first thing you want to do is tell Jagex what you think they've done wrong with their game. Now onto something very important. When we speak about pures, we're not talking about the people that create them, we're talking about the system in general. Tanks, pures, other games refer to them as a part of the system that was intended to be used. And what bothers me is that our community does nothing but rant about them and shun them, even though they're supposed to be a part of the game. I don't have a solution for this problem, as RuneScape was made with flaws from the start. I've been playing RuneScape for 3 years now, and I can't stand seeing my beloved game destroyed by a simple flaw in character development. So to sum it all up, the problem is that Jagex and RuneScape do not support the character specialization system, allowing someone to customize their character the way they want it to be it tank, pure, or skiller. But you see, they do. Because you can keep one defense if you want.
Yeah.
You know, it is like they're forcing you to get defense.
I know. Like, it's... You can't... There's just something about peers, you know?
When he's saying, you know, pures and that sort of welcomed in all other games, he's obviously not played World of Warcraft, because the sort of equivalent of a pure in World of Warcraft is something called a twink.
What?
A twink. Right, a twink character. And basically, because in WoW, like I've told you, there's no wilderness, you just have battlegrounds. And the battlegrounds are sorted by levels. The earliest one is levels 10 to 19, so all the players between levels 10 and 19 go in there. Then it's 20 to 29, 30 to 39, 40 to 49, and so on up to 70. And the way twinks work is that they're most commonly a level 19 or a level 29 character. So they'll go in the bottom two rungs of the battleground, and they will have far superior gear to other people of that level. So whereas pure would sort of manipulate the stats, twinks in World of Warcraft manipulate gear. So they'll have far superior gear. They'll also have far superior enchants, which increase the value of gear and the sort of bonuses they give.
Right.
So they'll be very... Basically, the outcome is the same as pures. They'll be very imbalanced against normal players.
And how does this relate to the rant?
I'm just saying, because you're saying in other games that fuels are accepted as part of, but they aren't really accepted in World of Warcraft.
Also,
they rant about them as much as fuels are ranted about.
Okay. Also, one thing I want to say about this is when you submit your suggestions to a company who develops something, like RuneScape in this case, they don't have to listen to the suggestions.
They're going to do
they
it.
Might have,
money.
They might
the
have.
Money.
Yes. But they also might have a vision of where they want to take the game. You might notice I'm drawing on some parallels here with something around RSBNB. Yay, yes. You know what I'm talking about, eh? Anyways, I'm talking about RuneWire, but same thing goes anywhere. Like, it's a suggestion, and I don't... Like, what's this guy saying in essence? Is he saying that we should just be nice to peers and do that?
I guess so, but no, I think he's saying that we should accept Pules as a part of the community.
You can't do that, because every time I've seen one, they laugh at you for having defense and prayer.
Exactly. Pules aren't just rejected on the premise that they're Pules. Pules are rejected because they have attitude.
Exactly. That's what we're... Yeah, that's what we're trying to get at here.
So it's not what the player chooses to be, it's the attitude of the player.
Exactly. Yeah, so I don't know. Like, this guy's a bit wrong, but then, yeah, it does have some good points. But good rants. You're on rant duty again next week. Anything else?
Good. No, that's it.
Okay, on to the other things. Okay. RSBNB events this weekend. You are coming to the one on Sunday, yes?
Yes.
The 99s for Creepy and I. Kelsey was going to try, but... Basically, she's not going to make it in time, so it's just going to be me and Creepy, so we will have more info laid down about that. But that is the 99 farming and 99 woodcutting party. Yes. And on Saturday, which is tomorrow, or probably already happening if you're listening to this on Saturday, we have the free-to-play fishing event, which is basically a huge fishing thing, where we give you a set of stuff to do, and you'll be getting more information about that on the event day. So that's that. Let's do a Skill of the Month update, shall we?
Mm-hmm.
Well, as you guys remember, at the beginning of the month, Warren got banned, sadly, unfairly, I might add. Right now, he is currently still winning with 122k XP, followed by Mike at 103k XP. So I think Mike's just going to let him win, so good for Mike to do that. I'd do the same, but I really can't do that in this month. Should we talk about the clan chat problem that came up?
What, with Warren being banned?
No, the... all the... The people wanting more mods.
People sucking up for a rank.
But yeah, people basically are suggesting more chat mods.
And they're basically saying, we should have new chat mods. Hang on a minute, I'm active, I should be a chat mod.
See, that's not how things work around here. So...
You don't nominate yourself.
Yeah.
If you nominate yourself, you're more likely to be rejected, even if we thought you would have done a good job beforehand.
Exactly. But to fix this up, we've added the events crew with the giving them some mod powers in the chat, so hopefully that should fix things up. But please, don't be belligerent in chat. That's just not nice. Anyways, yes. We are heading off on another one of our little contests, aren't we? To get someone on near the end of October. So... Brad and I were talking about this, and basically we were saying that people all say to us that they're always going to come on the show, right? You know?
Yes, they are.
But
well, yeah, okay, now and then people say, I wouldn't say we're flooded with people saying it.
But when they get the chance, nobody sends stuff in. Anyways, we're doing another contest. This one is a fun one. It's not a costume contest like last year. But what you're going to do is you're going to take 5 pictures of you doing skills around RuneScape. One of them must be farming. Another one must be fishing, which are our 2 favorite skills, right?
Yes, my favorite is farming, Shane's favorite is fishing.
The other way around.
Oh, yes.
Anyways, but you're free to pick the other 3. basically what you have to do is you need your points will be awarded for creativity and how well you show that you're doing this to be on RSBNB Update. So if you say hi RSBNB but do something completely that nobody would consider, that like say you're in like a lower dungeon or something, not creative. But if you were to do something really creativity, something that looks interesting, is basically just really creative, then that's how points are going to be given out on this.
But don't edit the picture afterwards.
Yes, do not edit the picture. We will be able to tell if a picture is edited. Right. Anyways, to submit these, send them to either Brad or myself via PM. So, you can handle some that come to you, and I can handle some to me, right?
Yes.
Okay, so what have we been doing?
College.
Okay, homework?
Not so much homework.
Yeah, see? I told you that's how it'd be.
More work in class.
What? You do work in class?
Not an awful lot of work, but
see?
More sort of general, like, make sure you know this.
Yes.
Or it's almost like lectures, like the teacher speaks about something and we have to take notes.
Yeah, and then you get people who fall asleep.
Although I'm pretty sure most people just doodle. I don't. I take notes. This girl sitting next to me in law was just doodling for like an hour and a half.
She the one who said she liked your shirt?
Yes, she still sits by me.
Okay, I've been, yeah, school stuff, RuneWire, Lisp, Java, PHP, RuneWire. That's what I've been doing. So that summarizes my entire existence this week. But I do have my new Flashy Friday up at shane.rsbnb.com.
I haven't done that in a while.
It's called Internet People. Oh, I do it every week, but this one's called Internet People. So let's close out the show with this Internet People thing. So I think we're done, hey?
Internet People.
So we're done?
Yes, I think
we are. Okay, so with that said, RSBNB Update 118 is in Zican with Brad.
From saidbybrad.com. Brad@rsbnb.com, MSN Messenger. So
okay.
Many weirdos I get to have me.
Keep account and talk to us next week about that. But
probably nobody.
Yes, and I am Shane2088 at the usual place. So see you, everyone. 119. 118 is done.
118 is
yes.
Done.
Yes.
Good episode.
Internet people.
'Started with South Park and the Star Wars kid. Newman did his thing, and the Backdoor Boys lip synced. Napster bad when a bagel guy mad.
And you know,
Bird is
we should be on this.
Along came Jib
Brad and Shane.
G.I. Joe public service cartoons.
RSBNB
Update.
Yes.
My monkeys like the moon. Andy Melanaka sang the Super Bowl is gay. Ask a ninja answering questions. Average homeboy Danny Blaze. Lonely girl was not alone. They were House of Cosby clones. Chad Vader and Zay Frank. And a lazy Sunday rap. Kid from Brooklyn Bub Rub. George Lucas in love. Kramer lost his mind at a comedy club.
Is there anything about Star Trek?
No.
Chuck Norris list.
Good.
Heard a lot of stories from the geriatric. I kiss you guys kissing. Stanley Kubrick audition. Leroy Jenkins doesn't listen. Hopes are run or mission. Internet.